The Lord's Great Army.
The Lord's Great Army. We find this expression in the second chapter of Joel, in verse 11, although we don't find it literally. If you look, the Lord's Great Army, you won't find it. But in fact, it's there contextually. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his words. For the day of the Lord is great and terrible, and who can abide it? And so we see here laid out the words. First of all, the Lord, and because it's his army, it's possessive. And when you talk about the camp, he says, the three words, the Lord's great army. Now, who constitutes the Lord's great army? This is found in the question book on page 23. And the pastor put it this way. We think the Lord is going to use millions of people as his great army who are not saints and who will not know that they are serving him. Kind of interesting, isn't it? We read that he will use the wrath of man to praise him. They will be doing a work to praise him and will not be aware of that fact. And then he continues and says, the Lord will probably use the mass of mankind as they will constitute the Lord's great army. He continues and talks about how they'll be discontented on one side and another. And he says, then on the other side will be the great army of discontented along that line of socialism, which is what he thought at the time, claiming that it's God's remedy. Instead of going to socialism, they go into anarchy. And after that, the Lord will come in his own power and will bring peace and order of the confusion. So it's showing us here two things. There are those on all sides of the questions, good and bad, that will be involved, and they're going to be unaware that they're being involved. Now, I find this intriguing because we know we're in the end time. We know it's very, very close, as our prior speakers spoke of. And so we can actually see some of these players today. That's kind of exciting, isn't it? And that's a unique perspective that I think only the prospective bride members have, because we are watching and waiting and looking for these forces that are coming to bear that are going to change everything and lead to a calamitous collapse. I think we heard several talks in these mini talks along those lines, didn't we? Well, we got the establishment on one side and the Lord's great army on the other side, and sometimes the skirmishes are almost indiscriminate. So sometimes it's the establishment fighting against itself. You know, I remember early on going to Disney World. Let's go to Disney World. And one of the places we went was Tomorrowland. And it was a wonderful place. It was clean. There were bright lights. It had the vision of tomorrow, a short work week, prosperity and happiness, safety and security. You remember it if you ever saw it, were there or saw the pictures. What happened instead? Well, the reality was a little different. Part-time jobs, discontent and declining pay, and danger and insecurity. So the things that 30 years ago we thought would happen in the 21st century have been just the opposite. And the reason is greed. We have enough prosperity to have people work 20 hours a week and make good wages, but that greed element comes in and doesn't go away. And as a result, with mass communications and these little phones that we all have in our pockets and tablets and computers, we have social media, a concept that didn't exist just a few years ago. And so there's a mobilization going on. You know, in the volume on the Battle of Armageddon, it says, the social system, the earth, the elements, the course of nature cannot be set on fire until the Lord permits the match to be struck. He says, hold back the four winds until, it says, the great decisive battle cannot begin until Michael, the captain of our salvation, stands forth and gives the word of command. And so that's the first part. Michael takes charge and gives the word. The second part is, it's imminent, but it cannot occur until the king's own, the little flock, the elect have been sealed and gathered. So that's the second step. We are right on the verge of this, aren't we? And so, you know, as we look to other places, we realize the description of Armageddon is a gathering, and he gives out a loud voice saying, it is done. Then it's released. Then the forces go into battle. This is the Lord's great army, isn't it? But who constitutes that? Well, we have just a few minutes to talk about that. Here's one. Donald Trump. If you can say no other positive thing, he is an agent of change. He's a disruptor. So some of these are going to be bad, some are going to be good, some of them are going to be agnostic. He causes divisions. He's unpredictable. He breaks all social norms. My grandchildren cannot watch the news anymore because of his language of the President of the United States. He's a disruptor. He was put there because God said it's the right time for him to be there. He's a member of the Lord's great army. Doesn't know it. Let's look at another one. This one is a benign one. He's an innovator, and he's an agent of change. Elon Musk, he started out with PayPal, SpaceX, Tesla, SolarCity, and now the Hyperloop. And what the things he's introducing, the innovations, are going to disrupt life as we know it. He's disrupted the banking and finance industry with PayPal. He's disrupted the space industry because he reuses his rockets. United Space Alliance is going to have a hard time competing because he reuses them every week, just like the airlines that many of us rode to get here. His automotive innovations, which are starting to sweep, because all the major automotive manufacturers in the world are now engaged in electric cars because of China, not because of the United States. China has mandated that 12.5% of their cars have to be electric within 5 years. All the players are jumping in. This is going to overturn the auto industry. What are road taxes based on, Comey? Gasoline. Don't use gasoline for electric cars. What about car dealerships? You order online. What about the car parts? There are very few parts in electric cars. What about the unions? He's robotic. So these are very automated. What about the trucking industry? That's the next project on his agenda, is to have autonomous semi-tractor trailers. If you travel across the country, what do you see in the backyards of rural America and rural Canada? You see tractor trailers, because that's the job you can do anywhere. His jobs, like taxi drivers, are in jeopardy. What about the energy industry? Renewable energy? The problem is no way to store it. He's taking care of that. The Gigafactory. And now the Hyperloop, which he's trying to do for in California and in the Northeast, will go 750 miles an hour down a vacuum tube. What's that going to do to the airline industry? Wow. Another man that has changed the world, Jeff Bezos, Amazon and now Whole Foods. He has done what Walmart did to downtown. He's done to brick and mortar stores everywhere. And the retailers are trying to catch up. And now he's taking over his own shipping, his own food delivery. He wants to take on all of these things. These are elements of change that are disruptive and will cause financial shifts and job losses. Disruptor. Islamic State. We all say, yeah, they're disruptors. And what are they doing? Radicalizing religion, destabilizing countries and borders. And they are purveyors of anarchy. They would love to take the United States and Canada and put us back into the 18th century. That's their goal. No electricity, no modern conveniences and so forth. Agents of change. Another one you might not think of, I'm in the IT industry, but Watson. Did you see Watson play Jeopardy? He won against all the champions. Well, that was really cool. That was a game. But we are on the verge of the era of cognitive machines. IBM announced it last November at their global conference that I attended. We're going to see a shift of intellectual jobs into machines. So now for the first time, it used to be when we automated, we changed robotics and it put blue-collar workers out. We're now going to put physicians out of business, lawyers out of business. That might not be missed that much. Medical jobs decline. And what's the thing they always say? Well, learn computer programming. Guess what? Watson can program better than a human being because he doesn't make the mistakes. Once he made them, he learns that he never makes them again. So intellectual jobs will be threatened at the very highest level. And then let's look at this political division between liberalism and conservatism. And it's worldwide, by the way. It's not just in the United States. They had the same thing going on in France and throughout Europe. And it's leading to general frustration. And once again, social media is the bond that holds it all together and that allows people to amplify their views and get movements going. It is said that if it wasn't for social media, the Arab Spring would not have occurred. Would not have occurred. And the new moral majority, agents of change. Well, they want to go back. They want to undo liberalism that has been introduced. LGBTQ rights, abortion, all of these things, anti-immigration, they want to roll it all back. Good luck with that. That's not what the scriptures say is going to happen. And then Wall Street, these are agents of change as well. And these are the same guys that put us in the fix in 2008, caused a global downturn. Well, they got put back in place because they're the only ones that can run this system. And all of these systems are propped up. Now, the interesting thing is not to scare you at any of this stuff, but watch and wait, because this is going to have monumental changes that will overturn a lot of societal norms. It's going to overturn jobs and careers. There's going to be financial shifts. And this is what we'll get, the Lord's great army all riled up. So what's holding it up? Well, one thing, he's holding back the four winds. Why? Till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. The time is close.